is with school getting out and everything, right? Or good for the kids and bad for the mothers, is it? Okay, my name is Natalie North, and this, obviously, is a market research company. And we do a lot of different kinds of consumer surveys and so forth. And what we're doing here today is called a group discussion interview. And I think that's fairly self-explanatory. You're all going to sit here and talk a lot, and I'm not because I'm losing my voice. As you may have noticed, when you're sitting here talking, the room is bugged. We have hidden the microphones up there on the ceiling.
Whoa, what's your...
Oh, well, now you know.
Is that double?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I don't think anything's back up at the tape recorders. Sometimes they are. Like, you know, when you're working with children or with materials, children with toys especially, where you want to watch what they do rather than ask them what they like, we use that. And the tape recorders are back there taking down every word. Although I think they just now turned them on, so anything you said before is lost forever. So if it was important, you'll have to say it again, okay? Anyway, this isn't going to get you on television and make you rich and famous or anything terrific like that, but on this kind of project, we talk to a number of different groups of people, and at the end, when we have to write a report, I will sit down and listen to everything you said all over again and take notes and be sure I have it straight in my mind. So. We like to keep things very informal. You were doing just great before I came in, and I spoiled everything, didn't I? But anyway, it's a real big help to me, since it's my ears that have to go through this, if you sort of talk one at a time. Other than that, you don't have to raise your hand, or the things to drink are over here, and if there's anything else you need to ask, but it's, you know, it's not like school. There aren't any right and wrong answers, and you don't get a report card at the end, or anything like that. We're interested mainly in your opinions, and, you know, hopefully you won't all have the same opinion. You'll have different opinions, and that'll give us things to discuss. So, okay, do you have any questions? So you don't have to write anymore. You're all finished with the hard stuff. And from here on out, we just talk. What I'd like to do first, before we start talking about eating steak, is go around the room and ask each of you to introduce yourselves briefly. If you could tell us your first name, in case everybody can't read, like me. And you know where you live. Married, how many children you have, what kind of work your husband does, what you do with your spare time, if you work or if you have hobbies or whatever, and kind of the story of your life in 20 seconds, so we'll all feel well acquainted. Okay, so Phyllis, would you like to be first?
Okay, I've been married 21 years, have a daughter 14 and one 17, and they're neat kids. I like that age. They're fun. Mm-hmm. It's fun to have teenagers, at least I enjoy mine. And my husband's an auditor, he travels a lot. I think that's why I've enjoyed having girls, because we have fun together. I don't work at all. I teach a Bible study a couple times a week, and active in church, and that pretty much takes up my time.
Okay, and where do you live, Phyllis?
In Raytown.
Okay. You're Pauline.
Pauline.
Right.
Married, have three daughters married, and four grandchildren. They don't live close.
None of them live close? Well, that was bad planning, wasn't it?
Yeah, it is. So we don't see them too often, but I do enjoy them. A couple of them were here last week.
Okay.
And I'm a homemaker. My spare time, I come down here to research. How's that?
Okay.
My husband's insurance salesman.
Okay, and where do you live, Lynn?
Prairie Village.
Okay. Iowa?
I'm Iowa. I've been married 30-some-odd years. Five children, two of them married, five grandchildren, three of them still at home, and I work part-time. We're a dentist as a receptionist. Mm-hmm. My husband is an asphalt contractor for himself. I live in Kansas City, Kansas.
Okay. You said you have three children still at home. How,
right.
How old are they?
Two of them are 20 and one of them is 14.
Are they twins?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how neat. Was it funny?
She's got it neater. Yes, it's an experience.
Okay.
Well, my name is Phyllis,
mm-hmm.
And I have two children, 24 and 28, two boys,
mm-hmm.
And they're married. And my husband is a safety engineer for an insurance company, and I live off of 95th and off of 95th Street, close to Antioch.
Do you have grandchildren?
No.
aircraft carrier for a bricklayer. Mm-hmm. Does all the hard work. And we've got 1 3-year-old daughter and one on the way in August. And I ride with the Kansas City Capitals. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of them. Mm-hmm. With them. And we have two horses.
I don't know. Oh, it's a horse?
Yeah, it's a horse club. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we have a horse, and she had her colt on Good Friday this last year. So, busy with that. And I don't work. I stay home.
Okay. Terry.
My name's Terry. I have 1 6-year-old daughter. My husband's a commodity merchandiser. I'm a retired school teacher and enjoying life of suburbia. I live in Shawnee. I do all those neat things that you can do when you don't have to work, like play tennis and swim. Just live life. Good life.
Okay.
My name's Sherry. I work hard. I stay at home, but I work hard.
I think that's harder than going to work myself.
I have twins, 3 and a 5-year-old. And my husband's a car dealer. Live out in South Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Are you twins, boys or girls?
Girls. All girls.
All girls. Okay. So is it exciting? I imagine it's nicer when they're 20 than when they're 3. It's easier, I mean.
I haven't got the 20 yet. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My name is Phyllis.
My goodness, we have a room full of Phyllis's here.
Yes, isn't that unusual?
Listen, that's funny. It goes like that. You know, you can go for a month without seeing anyone named Phyllis, and then something like this will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll point a lot, right?
All right. My husband works for Social Security and travels now and then. I have 2 teenage boys at home and a married daughter in Wyoming. And I garden indoor and outdoor and knit and play with.
Well, your season's really here now, isn't it, for the outdoors?
Yes, I've been enjoying it.
Okay.
I am Suzanne.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want last name?
No, that's okay. We have it written down somewhere.
Yeah.
This is just so I can call you something.
I have a son, 19, that was a freshman at KU last year, and Beth is 16, and is a junior at South. We live in Overland Park, mm-hmm. just 5 minutes away. And my husband is a wholesale jewelry salesman. Travels a lot, and I also enjoy my daughter. I'm going to hate it when she leaves for college. And I enjoy golf and bowling in the winter, and needlework things
mm-hmm.
in my spare time.
Okay. Well, I think your spring maybe is really here, so move to the outdoor things now. You hope?
It's almost too hot.
I know. It seems like it happens too fast,
mm-hmm.
doesn't it?
It did.
One day it's cold, and the next day you're hot. Okay. I think you all. Knew already before you came here that what we're supposed to be talking about today is what we've been calling family price steakhouses, you know, places like Bonanza and Ponderosa and Sizzler, and I think there's some others here in the area too, but those at least for starters. And one of the things I'm curious about is which ones you've been to. I know you've told other people or written it down already, but I don't know. I'm a new face, so start over and I could get an idea of where you've been then when you start telling me nice things or bad things about them. I don't know who you're talking about. Phyllis number one.
Okay.
Which ones have you been to?
Ponderosa and Sizzler.
Ponderosa and Sizzler. Okay. Have you been to both of them more than once? Or?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Pauline?
I've been to Ponderosa and Sizzler.
Ponderosa and Sizzler?
Uh-huh.
More than once?
Yes.
And that's the only one
mm-hmm.
in this today. And have you been more than once?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've been to Bonanza at 95th and Knoll.
Mm-hmm.
And a long time ago, I was at Ponderosa at 95th and Quivira.
Mm-hmm. Was that just the one time at Ponderosa? Or?
Oh, I think we went twice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but Bonanza's the only one you've been to recently.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kim.
Ponderosa. Recently.
Are there others that you've been to?
What was the other one? Sizzler.
Sizzler?
It's been a long time, a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to one night. No, is that Bonanza?
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while.
That's Bonanza?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's been a while.
Terry?
I've been to Sizzler and Mr. Steak.
Mm-hmm. was, are all these fairly recent, or?
Mr. Sisler, Mr. State, yeah, quite frequently.
Mm-hmm, but Bonanza was quite a while ago.
Yeah.
Okay. You sure?
I've been to the Sisler, Ponte Rosa, so when Becky, frequently, all of them.
Okay.
The Sisler and Bonanza, mostly at the Sisler.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
just Bonanza.
Just Bonanza?
Fairly frequently.
Okay, have any of the rest of you been to Sirloin Stockade? That's one I think we forgot to put on the list.
Have you been to the ice cream cone?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been there.
You've been there?
I have too.
I have been to
the ice cream cone.
Who are you?
Oh, I have been there too. Not recently, but I have been there. I have forgotten that.
Yeah, that's right. I have been there recently. Was it sort of the last minute, spur of the moment thing when you're in a hurry, or is it something just when you don't feel like cooking, or when you're busy, or is it a special occasion, or what? When would you be going to a steakhouse usually?
A lot of times when we travel, we want to eat, we stop.
So it's when you're on the road?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, usually when I don't feel like cooking, usually plan it in the morning or maybe the night before. It's a little nicer than grabbing a quick hamburger someplace or a quick pizza someplace.
Okay, are you nodding?
I'm saying yes, when you want to eat something quickly, you don't feel like cooking, and yet you want something more than a McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And it usually is when we take a family vote, and it's my daughter that'll, you know, be the, it's sort of like a dress-up thing for a little kid. You can take children in there, and yet it's something a little more special than a quick hamburger or something.
Okay.
Quite often for lunch. Now, after one more, we've gone out to.
For lunch?
We go fairly often because there's just the two of us, so we just on the spur of the moment, we'll just decide to go.
Is this usually in the evening? Okay, is anyone else going there for lunch? Have you? When would that be usually? I mean, with a friend or with.
I go with my mom, she's a school bus driver.
Mm-hmm.
The bus drivers like to go out there every once in a while for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
We just go up there with them. I like it.
Okay. And what else would
the study group, I mean, they go out for lunch every Tuesday, so they hit those kind of places real often. They get tired of hamburgers.
You all have lunch together as a group every Tuesday? Okay. Have all of you also been there in the evening for dinner, supper, whatever it is?
I don't cook on Friday and Saturdays.
You cook on Friday and Saturdays.
We eat cold cuts, but we eat out. And that's why we, you know, because we can't afford to eat, go to the nice places every week as often as we eat out. So we usually run into one of the steakhouses.
Okay. Suzanne, what about you?
Oh, it's generally something that's pretty planned for dinner, not lunch. Not the ages of my children.
You mean you don't go there for lunch, or you don't?
Never have.
Okay, when you're going, is this usually a family situation when you go, or is it? No, I mean you're.
Either. Can be either.
It
when
be
my
either.
Husband's out of town, we'll.
So you go with the children, but.
Or when he's in town.
But it's not, I mean, like, would you and your husband go without the children sometimes?
No, we don't. Have another steakhouse that we like better for the two of us.
So when you go, just the two of you, you go someplace nicer, is that what you're saying? Okay. What about the rest of you when you...
Well, we often meet another couple there.
You mean you plan to meet another couple there?
It's a halfway place for each of us, and we just meet there and eat together.
Mm-hmm.
I went shopping with a friend at Oak Park Shopping Center. We ate our evening meal out there. I think it's a Ponte Rosa out there.
I'm not sure. What do you like about places like this? What's the main advantage? I mean, some of you seem to be going quite often. I wonder.
When you go with young children, it's
the quick service mm-hmm. is tremendous. Mm-hmm. You don't have to sit there and wait and have the kids fidget.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a little bit nicer than just getting a hamburger. It's sort of more of a special treat because the places are usually decorated nice and they have mm-hmm. good health. And by getting that quick service is good with the family.
Mm-hmm.
My kids like the salad bar that they have at the Bonanza now.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sharon, wait.
That's my kid.
That's your kid? Do you want to go or will that make it worse?
I'm afraid of weight. I'll give an APA.
Okay. You look so unhappy. Okay, would you like to talk with that?
No, that's
okay.